Hey, everyone. So this is Leslie. On social media, it's Leslie Vivian, and it is hashtag Red Dirt Boss Babe. So I am coming on here because I have set new intentions for this new year. I know we all do it, right? We always set all these new intentions and we're going to go with it. So my goal right now is 3 podcasts a week, okay? So, like, if y'all do not see 3 podcasts a week on here, y'all need to call my ass out because I have the value and I need to be sharing it more. Today we're going to be talking about, and this is a little more like red personality podcast. So if you don't like things kind of being like thrown in your face, then maybe this isn't for you. But this one is for like ways you're self-sabotaging and just not doing what needs to be done, okay? And guys, trust me, like I do this all the time. This is my biggest struggle. It's like the procrastination or letting myself off the hook or just not getting shit done sometimes. Like it happens to all of us, right? My dog is, I don't know if y'all can hear her. She's, Chanel is rolling around on the floor like crazy. So anyways, if you're new here, I don't re-record these. I do not edit these. Like what you get is what you get. This is real life. I'm not here to make it perfect. You're just, this is how we roll. Okay. So I'm going to go straight into it. So the first thing here is that you need to realize what we aren't changing, we are choosing, okay? So I ended the year not where I wanted to be. I didn't hit goals I wanted to get. I didn't hit incomes I wanted to hit. I didn't end it where I wanted to be. And so I had a choice coming into this new year, coming into whatever. I could either continue doing what I was doing or I could choose to change it. I chose to change it. I chose to do a 90-day run. I'm going balls to the walls for the full 90 days. I may take a little moment to step back, but the goal of a 90-day run is that by the time the 90 days is up, all that stuff is now a habit and you're doing it daily without even thinking about it. It's all like all these challenges I do, whether it's the health and wellness or with my businesses, it's all about creating the habits. And when you're doing them daily for so long, it becomes a habit to do them. And then it's not even overwhelming anymore because you're just so used to doing those things. So I'm going all in on this 90 days because I am choosing to change where I was at last year. I am choosing to not have to end this coming year where I ended this year at, which is somewhere I wasn't happy with. So what you aren't changing, you're choosing. So are you going to change? Are you going to make the commitment to do something different? Are you going to prioritize things? Are you going to just, you have to just sit there and decide what sacrifices you're going to make, what you're going to do to change where you are at now. Or if you're happy where you're at, choose to stay there. It's whatever makes it. It's you. Like, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, but I know I want more and I know I was made for more. So I am choosing to change that. The next thing is identifying what areas of your life that you're continuously letting yourself off the hook on. Okay. And sometimes like, you didn't finish your tasks yesterday. Well, okay. But like, I don't even know, like, my mind went blank, but, like, we're just skipping. You know what scenarios you're letting yourself off the hook for. Like, okay, here's one. I did not do a workout, like, last week because it was freezing balls outside, man. It was so fucking cold. And instead of doing an indoor workout or going somewhere I could walk inside, even, like, the mall or a store or something or whatever, I was just like, it's cold, it's fine, I'll do something tomorrow, right? I'll do extra tomorrow or whatever. And then like, I didn't, okay? Like I didn't. But I let myself off the hook by saying, it's cold, okay? So that's just like a small scenario there for you. But sometimes we let ourselves off the hook because we're afraid of failing. So what we do is instead of like having to deal with failure, if you even get to failure, and here's the thing, if you're letting yourself off the hook, how did you even actually know you were going to fail? Like you never even got to the point to fail because you let yourself off before you even made it that far. What if you flew? What if you succeeded? What if you got the shit done? But you're letting yourself off the hook before you even get to that point because you're so scared of failing when you don't even know if you're going to fail. So in order to keep ourselves from failing, we just don't do it, right? We just don't show up. Because then it's easier in our head to just be like, nah, I mean, I didn't finish it, so I didn't fail. And I just, you know, whatever. So stop letting yourself off the hook. Identify the places and the areas in your life, whether it's personal development, whether it's setting boundaries, whether it's doing the business tasks that you know need to be done, whether it's eating better, whether it's going on the walk, whether it's going to the gym, whatever that looks like to you, what areas of your life are you letting yourself off the hook for because you're either scared of failure or you're just like, meh, whatever, okay? And then when it comes to that, stop blame, shaming, and justifying. Well, I didn't get it done because Susan down the road had her car parked in the road and I couldn't walk today. Like, okay, nerd, you make the decisions, you take control. The only person responsible for you and your life and your goals and your, like, where you are is you, okay? Nobody else. Nobody else is responsible for you hitting your goals. Nobody else is responsible for where you are in life. If you are at a point in life you don't like, it's on you. It's on you, boo. I love you, but it's on you. You have the choice to change, okay? You have the choice to step up, and so stop letting yourself off the hook for shit you know that needs to be done, okay? And if you want to build confidence, stop breaking those promises to yourself. Because every time you break a promise to yourself, every time you let yourself off the hook, you're literally killing your own confidence because you are telling yourself that you aren't worth it. You aren't worth that 30-minute walk to make yourself feel better. You aren't worth the up-leveling your business because you went all in and did what needed to be done. You're not worth it. Say that out loud. Say, I'm not worth it. It don't feel good, does it? So stop breaking promises to yourself, okay? And because every time you commit to something and you do it, you're building confidence. You're like, yeah, I got that shit done. You feel good. How many of you have gone and said you're going to do a workout? You didn't really want to do it. You went out there and you did your workout. You got it done and you felt amazing afterwards. Amazing, right? So yeah. I built that confidence because I went and did that workout and I feel good about it because I got it done. The next thing is that you need to commit to goals for you. Are you committing to something because you think it's what somebody else wants you to do? Because you think it's what your mentor wants you to do or your upline or your leader or your spouse or somebody else in the world? Are you committing to a goal because of them? Or is it actually a goal you want, okay? Because if it's for you, you don't forget about it. You don't lose motivation. You don't, when you really want it bad, and I'm not saying like your mentor, your spouse, whatever, can't be your, like why you want to show up or whatever, but you need to actually want and have that burning desire, okay? So stop marrying the results and commit and actually commit to the process. You have to commit to those goals for you. And go sit down. Go write out like in, not, I'm going to use the 90-day run for an example just because that's the moment I'm at in my life right now. So I wrote out like in 90 days, what is that goal going to look like? Like, what is that going to look like for me? What is doing this 90 days going to look like for me in 90 days? How am I going to feel? How am I going to just be able to be and all that in 90 days if I can commit fully for 90 days? Like, what is that going to do for me? Okay. But you have to make that decision to actually commit and then actually follow through and do it. Because saying you're going to do something doesn't get you shit. Cool. I can tell everybody in the world that I'm going to lose 50 pounds by tomorrow. One, obviously, I know I'm being ridiculous, but like, I want you to like understand the ridiculousness of this. But, and then I don't like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by we'll say next week even, okay? But then I go and today I eat pizza and 5 double cheeseburgers and I sit on the couch all day and I don't drink any water. And then tomorrow I do the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. Your words mean nothing when your actions aren't there to back them up. Okay? They mean nothing. You can talk the talk all fucking day long. You can say you're going to do this or say you're going to do that. But until you actually commit to it and have the actions and take action in it, you ain't going nowhere, baby. You ain't going nowhere. You have to actually commit and take action in it, okay? The next one is that envision your mentor in your office. So I want to take a moment and say, like, a coach and a mentor are two different things, okay? So do you have a mentor? A mentor doesn't even have to know you exist. So the difference between the two here is that a coach is someone that is going to literally be like, yeah, rah, rah, ree, go, 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 kick them in the knee, however that thing goes. But they're going to be like, okay, go do this, go do that. This is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to do that. Like, think of back in school when you were playing basketball or softball or baseball or whatever, anything, or like, whatever it is, right? And the coach tells you what to do, right? They're like, all right, this is the play we're going to do. All right, this is how we're going to execute this, how we're going to do that. Go run to the fence and back, whatever they're telling you step by step what you're going to do, okay? That's not how it really works in network marketing. Like, you can have an upline and a leader, an amazing person to sit there and help you through it. But most of the time, which I'm really blessed on my team. I have both my leader and my coach and my mentor are actually the same person. But she does give me a lot of guidance and a lot of things like, go do this, like, do this, do this, do this. But there's also a lot of things she doesn't tell me to do, because as I chose her as my mentor and I go follow her page. I creep her stuff all the time and I duplicate. Like, I know what works. I know what works for her and I take it and make it my own. And what I mean by duplication isn't necessarily like you are not going to go copy and paste their stuff, because they are not you. Your tribe, your vibe, your people aren't going to relate to you if you're just copying and pasting somebody else's shit, because that's not authentic to you. Please do not take that as just like copying and pasting somebody's stuff. Like, that's not going to build your business, because you're not being authentic to you and you're going to burn out and you're going to hate it and it's not going to work, okay? You need to actually make it authentic to you. Use their stuff as inspiration. Use that, like, if they're making a post, go make a post. If they're making a reel, go make a reel. If they're doing TikTok, go make a TikTok. You find someone who's at a level of business that you want to be at and go duplicate, okay? Let them inspire you. But back to the actual topic there. If your mentor was in the room with you right now, would you be working at a higher level? Would you be showing up more? Would you be doing more? So, like, how much are you letting yourself off the hook for because you don't have somebody watching you? You need to be working like your mentor is in that room watching you all the time, okay? And the next one is, why are you showing up? So this kind of ties back to, like, earlier when I talked about how your spouse or your kids or whoever can be your why. So for me personally, my why is my kids. I'm a single mom, two kids. And I want to give them more than I had in life, okay? Like, I want to be able to take them places. I want to be able to get their groceries and not have to eat ramen noodles. I want to be able to, like, which we're already past that point, but irrelevant. But I want to have all those things. And I want to be able to say yes anytime I want to say yes. And that's the key. There's when I want to say yes, because, like, I ain't saying yes all the time. I love being able to be the yes mom. So people say all the time, I want to be the yes mom. I want to be the yes mom. I want to be able to be allowed to be the yes mom is how I like to say it. Because, I mean, this gets off into parenting, but I feel like they shouldn't always get a yes. But, like, I want to be able to sit, like, go on field trips and be like, yeah, go get whatever you want. Go pick something out of the shop. Go. Yeah, we can ride that ride. Yeah, we can do this. I want to have that freedom to say yes anytime I want to say yes. I want to have the freedom to be there for them anytime I want to. I want to be able to do all those things. And they are what pushes and drives me. They are my why. But also at the same time, I need you to think about if you couldn't tell a single person about your goals, if you could not tell anyone that you hit a goal, that you sold something, that you did this or you did that, you couldn't celebrate anywhere, right? And if you still aren't propelled by not being like in your business to do whatever you need to do, then you aren't doing it for you. Because if you're just doing it for recognition, then you're not doing it for you. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to celebrate yourself. I'm not saying that there's anything bad in that. Like, I am all for celebrating. You tell the universe you want more, all those things. What I am saying, though, is that if you couldn't tell anyone in the world and you still weren't, like, if that stopped you from doing what you were doing, then your why and your goals and that, it's not for you. Because if it was 100% for you and for your why, it wouldn't matter if you could scream it to the world or you had to keep it quiet. You would still show up and do what needed to be done. Okay? And the last thing I want you to think about, well, there's two more things. So, what do you want to be known for? Are you staying authentic to yourself? What impact do you want to leave? Okay? And then the last tip is self-discipline. So my word, I have two words for this year, actually. One is healing, and that's like my personal word. And then business-wise, discipline is my business word for 2022. And self-discipline is huge. If you aren't doing it, like, nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to do it. But I want you to take here a little mindset shift here, okay? Because so we think discipline as something that happens when you get in trouble, right? It has kind of an icky, like you get disciplined because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, right? And so I want you to think of it this way. By being disciplined and having that self-discipline for yourself, it actually gives you so much more. It gives you more time freedom. It gives you more time to spend with your spouse. It gives you more time to spend with your children. It gives you more time to go out with your friends. It gives you more time to have self-care. It gives you more by being disciplined, because it gets you focused on what actually needs to be done. And when you sit down, you crank it out, you get it done, you have more time later in the day or later in the week or whatever it is to do the actual things that you want to do. All right. So that is all I have for you guys today. I hope that brought you some value. If it does, I would love for you to screenshot this, drop it in your stories, and you can tag me. It is at Leslie_Vivian_. So at @LESLEY, don't forget the EY, _VIVIENNE_. I would love to know if you watched this, if you got value, if you liked it. If you don't like it, just don't tell me. It's fine. Yeah, so I hope you have an amazing, amazing day and week and month and year and all the things. And I will talk to you guys later.